From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump delivered a message of unity and progress Tuesday evening during his first State of the Union speech before a joint session of Congress. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
President Trump stuck to the script, touting his administration's accomplishment. The president made an appeal for domestic political harmony.
Tonight, I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people. This is really the key.
A record number of opposition lawmakers boycotted the president's speech. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus wore kente cloth as a rejoinder to Trump's recent disparaging remarks about African countries.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Members of Congress reacted to the speech. Some praised its bipartisan tone, and others wish he had used the national address to more specifically discuss some of the issues facing the nation. Democratic Representative Lou Correa was among those unhappy with a four-point immigration reform plan outlined by President Trump.
For many of us, building a wall is a symbol of division, of negativity.
While Republican Representative Steve Chabot said North Korea is a top foreign policy challenge facing the United States and that it cannot be ignored. The Trump administration is defending its decision not to impose immediate sanctions on Russians named in a congressionally mandated report. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert explained that current law is already hurting Russian companies. The State Department clarified that the deadline to impose sanctions was not against those on the list. VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is heading to Asia for trade talks with Chinese leaders. Rosanna Philpott has that story.
The British Prime Minister touched down in China for the first leg of a crucial three-day trip. Britain wants to cash in on China's growing middle class and booming services sector once Brexit kicks in. And May is under pressure to take a success story home.
What is going to happen when they leave the European Union is...
where her leadership is under fierce scrutiny, even within her own party. Those for Brexit say she's watering down plans to leave. Those against it accuse her of risking Britain's economy.
That was reporter Rosanna Philpott. Three Kenyan television and radio stations remain off the air Wednesday. Jeff Custer explains.
Kenya's interior minister said three Kenyan TV stations will stay off the air indefinitely as the government investigates a swearing-in ceremony of opposition leader Raila Odinga. It was a symbolic but direct challenge to President Uhuru Kenyatta. Fred Matiani, who is also the minister in charge of security, accused some elements in the media of facilitating what he called the illegal act, putting lives of thousands of Kenyans at risk. The stations are considering filing a petition to the Kenyan courts in the hope of having their broadcast restored by court order. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hong Kong lawmakers gave final approval Wednesday to a government proposal banning local ivory trading in the Chinese territory by 2021. Wetlands Conservation Director Michael Lau says that he would like to see this next.
Step up the enforcement to make sure that there will no longer be any illegal trade into Hong Kong or through Hong Kong.
Researchers say Hong Kong is the world's biggest retail ivory market. The proposal also includes significantly stiffer penalties for smuggling of ivory and other highly endangered species to deter black market sales. A Thai court on Wednesday sentenced six people to jail for setting fire to portraits of King Maha Vajiralongkorn and his father, the late Bhumibol Aduyadem, in several spots around the northeastern province of Konkan last year. Thailand's Lese Majesty law is the world's toughest, and those judged guilty of breaking it face up to 15 years in jail for each count of offending the king, queen, heir, or regent. The head of the Philippine Anti-Corruption Agency on Wednesday said she would defy an order from President Rodrigo Duterte's office suspending a deputy, saying the Constitution guaranteed independence of her agency. Duterte's office on Monday ordered the 90-day suspension of the deputy, Melchor Arthur Caradong, after he revealed confidential information last September about the agency's inquiry into the unexplained wealth of the president. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.